From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Howard Berkus. Richard Clark today called on the White House to declassify all documents relating to the investigation into the attacks of September 11th. Clark is the former White House counterterrorism aide who said the Bush administration largely ignored the threat of al-Qaeda before the attacks. Yesterday, Republican congressional leaders said they wanted the White House to declassify past congressional testimony by Clark, hoping the documents would show he lied. Clark spoke to NPR's Libby Lewis about the testimony in question and about his shift in status from the ultimate insider to the ultimate outsider in Washington.
First, the issue of declassifying documents. Clark's dramatic testimony this week before the commission investigating the September 11th terrorist attacks sparked an intense reaction from the Bush administration and Republican leaders. On Friday, Senator Majority Leader Bill Frist and House Speaker Dennis Hastert said they wanted to release Clark's testimony 2 years ago before a joint congressional panel on the attacks. Frist said it would show Clark had been, quote, effusive in praising the Bush administration's actions after 9/11. Today, Clark said he had not lied.
I'd love to have not only my testimony, but all the materials and documents related to this investigation declassified. And that's both my testimony before the Joint Commission, the Joint Committee of the House and Senate, and also the document that the 9/11 Commission referred to in its interim report, the document I sent to Condi Rice in early in the administration in January. Now, they say, the White House says the document doesn't exist. Obviously, it does because the commission staff has seen it and reported on it publicly. I think that document ought to be released, too. I'd like to be able to have the public compare what I gave her in January and what she then approved and the other principals approved on September 4th, because they're virtually identical. So if we're going to start declassifying materials, let's not do it selectively. Let's declassify my entire testimony, all 196 pages of it, or whatever it is. And let's also declassify those two key documents, materials I submitted as a strategy or a plan or decision materials, whatever you want to call it, in January, and what was finally approved in September. And you'll see that there's no difference between the two, that all of that time went by, and no additional options were created. We could have had that decision very early on. We wasted all those months.
The White House today declined to respond to Clark's statement. Clark spent 30 years having the government behind him and with him, and now the White House is after him.
The truth is a powerful force. If I can get people to look at the facts, if I can get people to put aside the personal attacks and innuendo and whatnot, and focus on the policy issues. Is the United States safer or not? Did going into Iraq help or hurt the war on terrorism? If we can get it back to that level of debate, then I think it'll be worth it.
One of his former bosses at the State Department, Morton Abramowitz, called Clark a low-profile guy who has mixed feelings about having a profile at all. Today, Clark agreed with that assessment, and yet here he is.
There's definitely a price to be paid for stimulating this public debate, and I'm sure I haven't even begun to pay the price that the White House will make me pay for stimulating the public debate, but I really feel an obligation to do it.
Along with the acrimony, Clark has had a lot of well-wishers seeking him out this week. Some of the families who lost loved ones in the 9/11 attacks came up to hug him after his testimony.
I'm not a hero. I'm just one person who is trying to stimulate a public debate on how we are doing in the war on terrorism, how we did before 9/11, how we're doing after 9/11. I think we're not doing a good job in the war on terrorism. I think Iraq has diverted us and strengthened the enemy. And I think we need to have that debate.
Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.